Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Craig Morgenstern, Senior Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management. And today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of September 2024 and our current outlook. The Federal Reserve exceeded investor expectations at its September meeting by announcing a 50 basis point reduction in its target range for the federal funds rate to 4.75 to 5%. This represents the first monetary policy ease in 4 years as the Fed balances its dual mandate of pursuing maximum employment and price stability. The shift toward policy easing is designed to proactively stabilize a slowing labor market and support economic growth as inflation trends directionally toward its 2% long-term target. Bond markets priced in the news with U.S. Treasury intermediate yields uninverting as the term spread between 10-year and 2-year notes turned positive for the first time since summer 2022. The U.S. 10-year Treasury note yield declined to 3.81%, and interest rate credit spreads narrowed since the announcement. Global equity markets rose for the month, led by emerging markets gaining 6.7%, with U.S. markets rising 2.1%. U.S. mid-cap growth stocks led the way, gaining 3.3% for the month. Bitcoin rallied 8.2% for the month, alongside gold, which gained 5.2%, broad commodities gained 4.4%, and the U.S. dollar slightly declined. U.S. monetary policy now aligns with other major central banks in coordinated effort to ease financial conditions. European policymakers have cut key interest rates twice since June, and Chinese policymakers announced a series of policy easing measures this month. Sluggish economic growth continues to be a concern across these particular international markets. We interpret the Fed's shift to loosen monetary policy conditions as a positive sign for investor risk-taking. U.S. real GDP growth forecasts have trended near 3% all year. The New York Fed surveys of 1 year ahead earnings growth, inflation, and income growth expectations all track near 3% as well. U.S. core inflation rates continue to trend lower and directionally toward the Fed's 2% long-term policy target. The U.S. consumer remains resilient, while U.S. manufacturing output is mixed. The U.S. unemployment rate has ticked up to 4.2% after beginning the year at 3.7%, rising precipitously this summer, which prompted the Fed to apply its policy tools toward stabilizing a slowing labor market. We made no portfolio changes in September, and our portfolios retain a slight equity overweight. Fed rate cuts support our preference for intermediate term and high yield bonds as money market and short-term bond yields decline. Moreover, our overweight positioning in large cap value stocks and mid cap stocks served us well this quarter. We are cautious that a weakened international consumer could weigh on multinational corporate earnings, but are optimistic in the resilient U.S. consumer and accommodative financial conditions. Supplemental Fed rate cuts are expected this year and next to support economic growth. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.